He's doing all that he can, doing his very best for us. I'm glad to know all of that. And I'm also glad to know that whatever he has for us in our life, for us to do and to be, he has obligated himself to help us with all of those things. I can't do these things unless the Lord helped me. And so I'm asking for him to help me this morning. Don't feel like I'm adequate this morning to preach this message. I haven't ever preached a message like this before that I know of. And so please pray for me this morning. I want to talk about faith this morning. And the Lord gave me this message. I know he gave me this message. And so I want to do it in a way that be pleasing unto him, that be encouraging to your hearts and a blessing unto your soul. I'm talking about faith this morning, and so please pray for us. God wants us to have more faith. Faith is defined as complete trust or confidence in someone or something. I'll read that again. Complete trust or confidence in someone or something. All right, complete means to the greatest extent. All right, it means total. It means everything that we have is placed in one basket. May God help us this morning. And so God is wanting us to have faith in him. And so God gave me a message about that. I want you to be thinking about, as we're talking this morning, where your faith is before the Lord. Do you completely trust the Lord in everything that you do? The Lord said when he come back, he don't know if he's going to have faith or find faith upon the earth. He said without faith it's impossible to please him. He said he that cometh to God must come, Lord, must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so the enemy knows that faith is important, and so he wants to fight your faith. He wants to diminish your faith. He doesn't want you to grow in faith and in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so he does everything that he can to present us with other options when we come to our tests and trials of life. And so God is wanting us this morning to have faith, and then he's wanting us to grow in faith by the grace and help of God. I need faith. I'm acknowledging that. I want more faith. That's the position of safety by the grace and help of God. The more faith that you have, the better it is. May God help us this morning. Let's turn to Hebrews 11:6. Enemy doesn't want us to preach this message, wants to hinder us along the way, but God is with us. He gave it to us, and it's for our good, and it's for our encouragement this morning. Before we read verse number 6, I want to read verse number 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were not framed, through faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made with things that do appear. I want us to understand that we serve a creator. We serve someone that can speak something into existence this morning. May God help us. You have a problem before the Lord. You have a need before the Lord. I want you to understand that God spoke this world into existence. He said it, and it was so. And so you can understand that your problem, your need, your difficulty, may God help us this morning, can be met by the great God of heaven. He can speak to your issue if you will ask him in faith. May God help us this morning. The Lord knows that we need faith, because by faith we have access to the power that is God's and God's alone. May God help us this morning. And so it says here, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. And this is our scripture here. Without faith. Without faith. What does it say? No. I want to hear what you have to say about that. Without faith is what? It's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so the enemy knows that. How can you please God if you don't have faith? Right? And so the enemy is working on your faith. We have never been in such a time where there are so many quote unquote options. These options are to deter your faith. They are to stunt your growth in faith. They are to erode and steal the faith that you may have. May God help us this morning. The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God has to believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so I want to encourage you this morning, if you're saved, you have faith.
Amen.
Did you know that?
That's right.
You can't even get salvation without a level of faith. May God help us. The Bible says if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, so not the seed itself, but a piece of the mustard seed, you can tell that mountain to be removed and be cast into the sea, and it shall be done.
Yes.
All right, and so we understand that a little faith is a powerful thing. If we understand that a little faith is a powerful thing, do you think that the enemy might know that too?
Right.
And so he's trying to steal that grain of mustard seed from you. May God help us this morning. God is wanting to grow our faith. I want to encourage you this morning that in John 3 and 16, it lets us know that you have to have faith to get salvation. I want to read John 3 and 16. I want to read Romans 10 and 9. And then I want to read Hebrews 3 and 12. Every child of God has some faith. Without faith, you couldn't even get saved. We're going to go to John 3 and 16 first. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Do you know that that verse says should not perish for a reason? Do you know that you can start out with faith, but somewhere along the way you can lose that faith? So we talked about last week about those that have that oil in their lamp and some kind of way they didn't have enough in the end. The enemy wants your faith. He wants your trust. He wants your confidence in God. You can't even get saved unless you have faith. You have to believe that God is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So when you come to an altar of prayer and God meets you there and he saved you, there's a confirmation that you have some faith. But what God does is he allows tests and trials to grow your faith. And so God is going to do that because he knows that you need faith in order to be pleasing unto God. Faith is a belief and a trust, a complete belief and trust in someone or something. In this case, we're talking about God Almighty. Somebody go to Romans 10 and 9. What does it say?
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth,
all right,
the Lord Jesus,
all right,
and shalt believe in thy heart,
all right,
that God hath raised him from the dead,
all right,
do
you know that some people can't even believe that God is God and that he sent his son to die for us? And that's why they can't get to God? Did you know that? It says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you'll be saved. Do you believe in your heart that God is the God of great, God of heaven? Do you believe that he sent his son to live and to die for you and for me, that we might have right to the tree of life, that we may be reconciled unto him through salvation? Do you believe that? If you don't believe that, you need salvation this morning.
Amen.
You need to get saved this morning. You need to come to an altar of prayer and say, "Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Lord, I want to be saved. I want to be delivered. I want a life that is pleasing and honoring unto you, Lord. And so, Lord, I admit that in time past, I didn't have the faith that I need to have. But now, Lord, I'm asking you, give me the faith to believe. I want to live for you. I want to please you. I want to be what you'd have me to be." God will do it. He'll do it for you. He did it for me. He did it for me. Before I got saved, I started asking God, help me, Lord. Soften my heart. Have mercy on me, Lord. Inspire my faith. Be merciful unto me, Lord, and help me out. I know I need salvation, but Lord, I don't even know if I believe it like I need to believe it, Lord. I don't even know if I can do it, Lord. And the Lord did that for me.
Amen.
He did that for me. He'll do it for you. May God help us this morning. Faith and belief and trust in God is so important. God is wanting us to go back to where God is the number one option.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Yeah.
God is the He's not even an option, to be honest with you.
Right.
He's just it. That's all it is to it. But in our minds, what do we do when we come to a difficult situation? Listen, I'm telling on myself this morning. God is working on me. I'll tell you more about it at the end of the message, God willing. What do we do? The brother talked about it this morning. My own wisdom.
Yeah.
My own understanding. I lean to my own understanding.
Right.
And so the situation comes up, whether it be financial, whether it be physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, whatever it might be.
Right.
And the first thing I do many times is start thinking about how I'm going to fix this deal.
True. True.
That's true.
Lord, help us.
Yeah.
God wants us to come to Him in faith.
Yes,
and ask Him, what is it that you want us to do, Lord?
Yes, yes.
What do you want me to be? How do you want me to go about this thing?
Yes.
And God will bless us through that.
Amen.
That's what he's wanting for us. And most importantly, we get growth in faith out of that.
Yes.
Exercising our faith. God doesn't need strength and power. Did you know that?
Right.
God don't need faith.
No.
God has all the faith He needs and more. We are the ones that need strength. We are the ones that need faith. And so He allows us to be tested and to be tried so that we can grow in grace, so that we can grow in faith, so that we can grow in patience, so that we can grow, period. God has that for us. But what do we do when we come to these situations? We start inserting our knowledge and our understanding in the situation. And what does that do? We start looking for other options. And what does that do? That puts God out of His place. It displaces God, and He can't work. And then we wonder why things aren't going like they should go.
Right.
May God help us.
Yes.
Help us, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me to come to You in faith and say, this is what's going on, Lord. I'm asking for Your help.
Yes.
May God help us this morning.
Yes.
The next scripture is in Hebrews 3 and 12. I spoke earlier about it, but I want us to understand that this is a real thing. And the way that it is being said is exactly how it is. All right. Hebrews 3 and 12 says, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you, notice the way it is phrased, an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God.
Right.
Listen, when you lose your faith and trust in God,
right,
that is from the wicked one.
Yeah.
That's his agenda.
Right.
You understand? So he is trying to erode and destroy and take away the faith that you have, and he definitely doesn't want you to grow in faith. And so that's his agenda. Be aware of that.
Right.
Be on guard against that, and allow God, you and I, allow God to work in our lives. God wants to do that. May God help us this morning.
Yes.
It takes faith to obtain salvation. God doesn't want that to be the extent of our faith. All I got saved, so I got some faith, so I'm good. God doesn't want that. He wants us to grow in our faith as well. And so He wants us to move forward and allow Him to test us and try us through trials and tests. And we need to begin to start looking at these trials and our tests, if nothing else, an opportunity for growth in faith. I'm going to be honest with you. I would be not telling the truth if I told you that I love trials and tests. That's just not true. But I do understand that there is a purpose to trial and test. I understand that this is where growth comes from. So it's a necessity. I have to have it. What I had yesterday is not going to do for my test and my trial today. I've got something that I have to go through today. And so therefore, I need more. And God knows that. And so he's trying to help me. And so what that does is, when I begin to recognize that my faith needs growth, when I begin to recognize that I have a need before the Lord, I come to that realization, and it helps me to go through my trials with a different outlook.
Right. Amen.
I'm not looking for the easy way out.
Right.
I'm not looking for the kill switch. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not looking for the situation and the circumstance to change, but Lord, change me. Make me better, Lord. I want to be better because I know I need this, Lord. You wouldn't have allowed this to come my way if I didn't need this. And again, I always have to throw in this little side note, because if I'm in the trial and test because I'm being disobedient unto God in the first place, that's what you call a needless pain. Ain't that right, Brother Tab? That's needless pain. But if I'm doing all that I can to live for the Lord and please the Lord, and he has allowed something to come my way to help me to draw closer to him, to grow in faith, to grow in grace, or just to grow in any area that I may need, then this is good for me, even though it's not good to me. May God help us this morning. He's got something for me in this. And so my outlook begins to change. The way that I'm seeing things is instead of trying to hurry up and get out of the situation, I'm looking for what God has for me. And he's got something for me.
Amen.
He's got something for me. When a trial comes, there's always another quote-unquote option. There'll always be one. But God wants us to exercise our faith. That's how we grow. When you go to the gym and you're trying to get stronger, you're trying to grow your muscles or your stamina, whatever your goal is, you can go in the gym and you can look around the whole time. If you want to, you can take some selfies and leave. You can do that. But you're not going to get anything out of that. Maybe some likes on YouTube or whatever platform you may be on. You're not going to get anything out of that.
Right.
But if you go to the gymnasium and you begin to push against that resistance, that's where the growth takes place, is it not? And so in the same way, when I'm in my trial and I'm in my test, I can look to pull the plug on that deal, or I can say, Lord, help me to go through on your terms and get what you have for me out of this deal. Let's go to James 1 and 2. It's very clear and very plain what God has for us in these trials and in these testings. Again, I'm not going to hold you too long, because I don't know enough about this to be talking about it in the first place. But I'm on my way by the grace and help of God. I'm going to get here. I want this. You understand what I'm saying? Because I know that I need this. The faith that our forefathers had, I'm thankful for that. But you know, I had more faith as a little child than I do now. I said I had more faith as a little child than I do now. You know why? Because I didn't have any other option.
Right.
What's my other option? I don't know about it, no other thing. I wasn't going to the doctor. I couldn't get in my car and drive to the doctor. You see what I'm saying? When I got sick. What happened was that my mama came in the room with a bottle of olive oil. And she said that God could heal me. She said, God can heal me. It says in the Bible to take this oil and put it on your forehead and anoint you with it. And she's going to pray the prayer of faith. And that prayer, God's going to meet that prayer. And his holy healing virtue is going to come down and heal your body. And I can tell you, time after time again, I'm not lifting my mother up, but I'm lifting him up. God healed me. I mean, he healed me like in the moment he healed me. Like I can feel him healing me when it was happening. So I need more faith, because now when I twist my ankle, okay, what does Google say? Okay, if you twist your ankle, rest, ice, compression, elevation, wrap it up. Huh?
Yes.
I'm not saying don't be wise.
Right.
I'm not saying don't do things that will help the situation.
Right. Yes.
But let's do that once God has done what he's done.
Amen.
First.
Yes.
Let's exercise our faith.
Yes.
First.
Yes. Yes.
And let's keep exercising our faith until the Lord give us a blessing.
Amen.
He said we got to become like little children.
Yes, true.
Children are innocent.
Yes.
You tell them anything, they'll believe you.
That's nice.
That's why the whole Santa Claus and Tooth Fairy and all that stuff, that's still going on.
Right.
But when it comes to the things of God, teach your children.
Yes.
This is another reason why I need faith. Teach them by example to trust in the Lord.
Yes.
Lord, help me.
Yes.
Lord, help me.
Amen.
Lord, help me. James 1 and 2, reading on down through 4. My brother,
count it all joy
when you fall into divers temptation.
Knowing this,
trying of your faith worketh patience.
Let patience
have her perfect work,
perfect
and entire.
Wanting
nothing. All right. So it says to get happy when you fall into not just temptation, but diverse temptation. It's talking about more than one.
Right.
All right. And so I want us to understand that we're not running out looking for temptation. We're not running out looking for trials and tests.
No.
But what we are doing is understanding that God is orchestrating this whole deal.
Yeah.
And he sees a need in us. And so he's allowing us to be tested and be tried for a purpose. That is the thing that we got to hold on to when these things come our way. But then look what happens in the trying of our faith. It says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh what?
Patience.
Patience. Okay, let me ask you this. If you've been listening, I'm going to know that right now, because I've asked this and I've said this before. What is the significance of patience when it comes to living for the Lord? What's the main thing we got to have patience for? In your patience, is that important? So I, through faith, the trying of my faith, can get that patience that I need, that I'm going to be able to possess my soul with. My soul's in whose
hands?
My soul is continually in my hands.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And so the Lord knows that I need patience.
Yeah.
All right? And so he gives me a trial to exercise my faith. It might take some time, but the Lord is on his way.
Yeah.
What happens when we don't be patient, when we don't get our trial, and when we lose our faith and trust in God? We begin to go to other options. We begin to figure out other ways.
Right.
Remember in the Bible, when people would be faced with things and they trust the Lord for a little while and then they start doing something else, how did that work out? How did it work out? It doesn't work out, does it? And so God is teaching us through faith, through our trials and through our testing, he's giving us some patience.
Yes.
So that we can keep our souls intact. Because the enemy has a myriad of options for you to try, just in case you don't have any.
Right.
All right? And so God is wanting us to lean and rely.
Yes.
And to depend upon him with all that we have all the time by the grace and help of God. He's got the way to heaven. He knows where it is. He knows how to get us there. And the only way we're going to get there is by faith, by trusting and believing in him.
Yes.
God's way is best.
Yes.
I will not murmur.
Yes.
Although the end I may not see, wherever he leads, I'll meekly follow.
Yes.
God's way is best. It's best for me.
Yes.
You see, this is the way that God wants us to be looking at our relationship with God, looking at our trials, looking at our opportunities to grow our faith. It says here, but let patience have her perfect work. It says here something that is interesting. It says that you may be perfect. That you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So it's telling us here that when our faith is where it needs to be, when our patience is where it needs to be, these are two main ingredients into making it into heaven.
Right.
The test comes, the trials come,
right.
And we say, Lord, we're going to stick with you no matter what.
Amen.
How did that work out in the Old Testament? When they stuck with the Lord, how'd that work out? Y'all remember the Red Sea?
Mm-hmm.
Don't even get me going this morning. We can talk about the Red Sea if y'all want to.
Yeah.
Huh? May God help us.
Yes.
Stick with the Lord.
Yes.
Wait on the Lord. The Bible says, wait on the Lord, and he will strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, and be of good courage, and he will strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, upon the Lord.
Yes.
So our faith and our trust and our confidence in him, we wait upon him, and God brings the victory every single time.
Yes.
God is a victor. He's been victorious from day one. He's not going to start losing now. So you stick with him. That makes you a victor by default. May God help us this morning. May God help us. Patience is so important. We got to get that patience through the trying of our faith. So let's be willing to allow God to take us through what he's wanting to take us through. Pray for me because I want to go through. I want to go through what God has for me to go through. Matthew 28 and 18. I want to remind you of something. We talked about the creator of the universe, that being God. I want to remind you of something else. It says here, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power.
Yes.
All power.
Yes.
Is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Yes.
All power. We get a hold of that, we will be doing something.
Yes.
If we can get a hold of that, we can do something. Because what it seems like that when we come against certain things that there's no way out.
Right.
It's not going to end well. I don't know how God is going to work this out. But in this scripture, it says that all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. This is Jesus talking. So what's happening is the one that's advocating for you and for me on the right hand of God, all power is given unto him. The one that raised the dead, remember that one?
Yes.
Remember the one was dead for some days and they didn't smell well. And he said, don't worry about it. He's just sleeping. I got that one too. Remember, he went and dealt with Legion when Legion had all the demons and all that kind of stuff. He said, come out from him, and they had to come out.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
All power in heaven and in earth is given unto God. And so when our faith and our trust is placed in God, it is not misplaced. It's in a good place.
Right.
We got to keep it there by the grace and help of God because he's got all power. He'll bring us through by the grace and help of God. I'm glad to know that. Options tend to erode or stunt our growth in faith. Old times Christians knew that it was God only, and that's the only way that they were going to make it through.
Yeah.
We can put our faith and our trust in other things, but if we do that, we'll be sorely disappointed. May God help us.
Yeah.
When I'm preaching this morning, I want you to understand that I need this probably as much as anybody, if not more. And so there's a scripture that is in Luke 17 and 5. And this is my mantra. This is my prayer for my life because I want to make heaven my home. I want to be pleasing unto God. And it says here, and the apostles said unto the Lord, what they say?
Increase our faith.
Increase our faith. We got faith already. Lord, I need some more faith.
Amen.
If I don't have any faith, then I definitely need some faith.
Yes.
And I can ask for that. I can ask for that.
Yes.
And God can give that to us.
Yes.
But I got to be willing to meet the condition. When I'm asking for faith, what that means is that I'm going to be tried.
True.
That's what that means.
True.
I wish it was different. I wish that we say, Lord, will you send me some faith? And then you go out to the mailbox in the morning and you pick up a box and it has faith in it.
Yeah.
And you can just, I don't know if you ingest it or put it on or whatever. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? That's not the way it works.
No.
Faith is exercise.
Yeah.
That's how you grow in faith. And so what he does, he sends you that same box, but it's got a trial in it.
Right.
And we can throw it away or try to get rid of it, but we won't get the blessing.
That's right.
May God help us this morning. Lord, increase my faith. I want more faith. I want to be better. I need faith to obtain salvation. I need faith to keep my salvation.
Yes,
and my faith comes through trial. It comes through testing.
Yes.
I'll have the patience that I need to go through on God's terms.
Yes.
May God help us. Some people are lost because they got impatient with the Lord.
Right.
And they said, Lord, this is too much and this is too long. And I'm tired of doing this. And there's this other great option over here. I'm going to take that one. And they're lost today behind that.
Right.
I encourage you to take one day at a time.
Amen.
And stick with the Lord. Put
Amen.
Your faith and your trust and your confidence in Him. I'm going to do the same by the grace and help of God. We have a lack of faith. We can ask Him to give us more faith.
Yeah.
Be willing to meet the condition that He has for us. And He will give us exactly what we need. Somebody go with me to Matthew 9 and 28. You beat me there? Go ahead and read it. We want to read about a little bit more. We're almost finished here. But we thank the Lord for His blessings and His mercy and His grace and His goodness. I know we're going to be tested on this deal. And so you can just start praying for me now because I'm going to need it. But I mean to be faithful unto the Lord. All right.
The blind man came to him.
All right.
And Jesus said unto them,
uh-huh.
Believe ye that I am able to do this.
All right.
They said unto him,
all right.
Yea, Lord. Then touched him their eyes, saying,
all right.
According to your faith,
all right.
Be it unto you.
All right.
And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so according to your faith, did y'all get that? Some of the things that you and I want in life, some of the things that we need in life, we'll never be able to get unless we get the faith in order to get.
Right.
You understand that?
Right.
It says, according to your faith, be it unto you. And so if I don't have enough faith to take hold of the promise of God, I might even still get some of the blessing, a partial blessing, if you will, or I might not get any of the blessing. But if my faith can grow to the point where I can believe that God can do it in the way that He said that He can, just like He spoke this world into existence and it's still spinning on its axis in the universe right now today, if I can believe that He can say it and it shall be done, then if my faith can take hold and grab that, I can have that blessing.
Yeah.
This is why we have to grow in faith. God is so merciful and so kind and so good to us. And He said, look at my little child there. They don't have much faith.
Yeah.
They don't have much faith, but I love them still.
Yeah.
I love them still. And I'm going to send them some trial and test so that they can grow because they keep asking me for the same thing, but they don't believe I can do it. They don't even believe I can do it. So how can I do it if they don't believe I can do it?
Right.
You see that he asked him, he said, do you believe I can do this? They said, I do believe that you can do this. Then he said, according to your faith, be it unto you.
Amen.
So sometimes with our mouth, we say that we believe that God can do things, and we want to believe things, but in our hearts, we really don't believe that he can do it. We don't believe that he can do it, or we don't believe that he'll do it for us, or we don't believe that we're worthy, and we need to just get rid of that fallacy anyway. Let's just say, for the sake of this service, none of us will ever be worthy, quote unquote, for all the goodness that God does unto us.
Amen.
He's done enough.
Yes. Thank the Lord.
If you don't know that, have you not heard of heaven? If God just got us through this life and we had to deal with fighting the devil through this life, but there was no heaven to go to, I'm in. Put me in. Sign me up twice.
Right.
I'm serious.
Yes.
Because all of the things that he protects us from, are you kidding me? And then he's going to prepare a place for me to go and be with him evermore. Sign me up, I don't know how many times.
Yes.
That's HENRYGRIMES. Sign me up.
Yes.
May God help us.
Yes.
And so some things are according to our faith. And so stop asking him for what it is that you want and ask him to increase your faith.
Yes.
Say, Lord, I need more faith.
Yes.
I need to believe that you can and you will give me this spiritual blessing.
Yes.
Give me this financial blessing.
Yes.
Give me this emotional, heal me, Lord. I need some emotional healing. Heal my body, Lord. That's what I need by the grace and help of God.
Amen.
And God will do that for you and for me.
Yes.
He will. Amen. All right, we got to the last portion. So I'm going to tell off on myself a little bit. I'm not trying to use myself in any type of way, but I'm trying to illustrate what can happen or some of the things that I've gone through and that God has taken me through in order to help make it clear. May God help us. So I need growth by the help of the Lord. So I'm going to tell you, I told the saints here, I believe on a Wednesday night one time, when COVID was coming, and COVID was a very scary thing, especially if you're on an ambulance and you're running on COVID patients, because you're running on people that you see them today and tomorrow they're gone, and so you know it's real, right? And whole households and things of that nature. And so what happened was, I had got exposed. But I didn't know for sure what it was, but I believed it was COVID. And I was lying in my bed, and the COVID virus was attacking me, and I can feel it. I don't care what I'm telling you, this happened. This happened. So the COVID was attacking my body. It was in my nose. And it started getting in my throat, and I knew that if it got into my lungs, even if it didn't kill me, it could do a whole lot of damage. I'd seen what it had done to people, and they're still dealing with those things today. And so I had a little faith by the help of the Lord. I thank God for that. And I said, Lord, don't let it get into my lungs. Lord, don't let it get into my lungs. And I'm telling you, he stopped it right here. He stopped it. He really did. I still suffered for some days with some body aches and stuff like that, but it did not get into my lungs. But what I learned by that, according to your faith, if I had the faith to believe, I could have said, Lord, will you stop this thing entirely? And I don't want to deal with any of this stuff. Will you heal me right now? And he would have done that for me. But I didn't have the faith to believe that. I wasn't completely conscious of all this in the moment, but I'm conscious of it now. I understand it now. And so I said, Lord, I need more faith.
Yeah.
All right, another incident. I've had knee issues since I was a child. I was this is not smart. I don't advise that anybody do this, but this is what we were doing. Because we were naughty boys. It was about 8 of us, and we took a truck tire, inner tube, and filled it up with air, and then we took it to a top of a mountain, in Mount Fraser, there in California, and we all got on the inner tube and was going to come down the snow mountain like that. There are trees on the mountain.
Yes.
And the trees don't move when they see you coming. Now, I'm 12, 13 years old. I don't know this stuff. I'm not thinking about this stuff. I thought it would be great to go down the mountain. So I went down the mountain, hit the tree. The tree itself bent my leg back, and I mean it tore all my ligaments in my left knee. It did. By the time I got home, my leg was this big. They had to cut me out of the pains. And I suffered over and over. I've injured my leg over and over and over again down throughout my life. I've tried other remedies. I even had surgery at one point trying to heal this knee. And God is letting me know that if I can believe that he can do it, he will heal this knee completely and entirely.
Yes.
So I said, Lord, help me.
Yes.
I need you to help me, Lord.
Yes.
And I believe he's going to do that.
Yes.
And I thank God right now today for that. More recently, I've been dealing with all kinds of little neck. This is when the Lord was giving me the message. One day I was in the gym doing some exercise, didn't feel anything. Next day woke up, had a muscle back here on inflamed, on fire, hurting real bad. Asked the people of God, I think this was on a Tuesday, asked the people of God to pray for me on Wednesday and was healed by Thursday. And that's the truth.
Amen.
But it didn't stop there. I had a little flu come upon me or something like that. I don't know what it was. I asked the Lord to have mercy upon me. Lord, healed me from that. I'm still walking, still moving, and doing well. Another issue that I had, I'm trying to show you, it's not about me, it's about what God will do for you and for us if we trust him and we believe in him. God is able to do all of these things. It's so many different little nagging things that have been happened to me. It would just be a waste of time to talk about it. But it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all.
Amen.
All. You see what I mean?
Yes.
And so God is trying to, what he's doing, he's trying to grow my faith.
Yeah.
He's trying to, one time, let me tell you what happened. I believe the devil is involved in some of this stuff too. I went to sleep one night and woke up and my wrist was in so much pain, you wouldn't believe. And I was in pain for days behind it. I don't know what happened. I don't know if the devil attacked me or whatever. But I know that when I came to the church of God and I prayed and I asked the Lord and I asked them to lay hands on me and pray for me, it was in short order. I forgot that my wrist was injured and I was using it. He's trying to grow my faith. He wants me to have faith because you know what? Not only for me, not only for my children and those that are looking on, but what about if you got to pray for somebody and you don't really believe? What if they're struggling in their belief, but if you believe, they can still get the blessing because God can bless them through your faith. We need it. I need it. And so I'm asking the Lord, help me, Lord. And he's doing that. Now, I want you to pray for me. Because, again, I don't remember preaching a message on this subject before. And I've already said what's going to happen. And so I expect for things to happen. But he said he wasn't going to put anything on me more than I can ably bear. And I believe that to be true. I believe that there's a purpose and a reason. If something happens to Brother Henry, then pray for me. Pray for me that I have faith to stick with the Lord. Pray for me that I be patient and let God work in and through me, that he may be glorified and that I may grow stronger in him. I desire your prayers. I want to make heaven my home. I want to be a friend to God. He has been a friend to me. Please pray for me. I will be praying for you. Thank you for your time.